I find personally that it is not so much for being able to concentrate one's thoughts so that they are received via this mechanism which is termed the voice box, which really reproduces one's thoughts. It's not so difficult getting one's thoughts reproduced. I think the main difficulty is making sure, if one can be sure, that one's personality is very apparent.
Yes.
You see, if you can realize that in this communication, it is really a form of thought transference. I concentrate my thoughts as to what I wish to convey. The reproducing voice box reproduces the sound so that you can hear the thought vibrating your atmosphere. But the difficulty is to intensify oneself to the extent that one's personality, as one remembers it, particularly perhaps from an earthly point of view, so that it is recognizable on your side, perhaps to people who may have known us when on earth. The problem is to transmit a complete impression of oneself. Not perhaps altogether as one may be now in one's new environment, but perhaps more often as one was when one was on earth, particularly from the point of view of the evidential aspect. Of course, we're much more concerned with transmitting our thoughts and our personality as to our present state, which from our point of view obviously is the important thing. But we have to bear in mind that there are people in your world who are waiting for what they feel is substantial evidence of personality. And of course you must remember that quite often, and indeed in most instances, one must change. One does not remain the same. One does not remain as one was. If it were so, it seems rather pointless to go on living in any conditional world. But of course, the evidential value of reproducing one's old self is important, and that is the problem and the difficulty. It is not so difficult, perhaps, in a sense, to reproduce one's self if you've only just recently come over, because you have not, in consequence, changed so drastically. And when you make the attempt to communicate, if you are successful, it is more likely that you will reproduce a great deal of yourself as you were known. But to those souls who have progressed and have gone on, as it were, to a higher condition of life, the old self is very different. For instance, a person such as myself who was aged, if I were to come back as I am now, in appearance and in personality, a much younger woman, although I reproduce that self as I am, which would be preferable, because I would rather people know that I am no longer an old lady. But if I were to do that, people would say, oh, that couldn't possibly be, because she was very old when she died, and her voice was very different, you see, and so on. But people must remember that if we come, as we do, from spheres far removed from your world, then not only have we mentally and spiritually advanced, but also, in a sense, if I can use the expression physical, although it is not the correct word, because you will naturally think of the material aspect entirely, but the point is that we outwardly have changed. For instance, no longer has one an aged body, no longer does one suffer from the material ailments that one may have had when on earth. One's body is young and revitalized. It is quite different. My name is Terry.
Oh, hello, Terry.
Yes, you remember I have spoken to you before.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm tremendously interested and have been for a very long time, as no doubt you know, in all aspects of communication. And particularly am I anxious to be of assistance and help to those in your world who are seeking truth. Well, I'm very happy indeed, because all we who come to you, and I speak for everyone here, our main concern, our main interest and desire in coming to you is to be of real service, to take away the fear of death, to give people the realization of life that is to come, to make them more and more conscious of their responsibilities one to the other while on earth, to realize that the life on earth is a very necessary and a very essential part of their evolution, and not to accept it just as the only life, and to try to realize too that it is not only the life that is to come. The responsibility of life is tremendous, and although there are times when it seems that the life on earth has no rhyme, nor reason, no plan, there seems to be no real meaning or purpose behind everything in life, whether it is good or bad, whatever may happen to us or to those that we love or to the world, there is behind it all reason. There is purpose. When there are things that come to pass in our lives, in the lives of those that are near and dear to us, and indeed to the world at large, there is a reason. Quite often, indeed, one can trace much unhappiness in life to man himself. Man himself invariably brings upon himself all manner of ill because he thinks ill, and he brings in consequence the unhappiness that he so often rejects, and so often he feels unnecessary, and so often he considers unjust. Often man rails against God, blaming God for all the manifold conditions of life that cause sadness and unhappiness. But within man is the power of good, and also, unfortunately, the power of so-called evil. There is always the opportunity for man to create happiness, to create good conditions, and there is for man the opportunity to create the opposite. Man blames God when things go wrong, and rarely praises him when things go well. Man creates, out of his ignorance quite often, catastrophe and sadness and illness. So much of the ills of the world can be traced to man's own foolishness. When man realizes this truth, when he realizes the great possibilities within himself to create a different world, where the thoughts that are predominant are good, and in consequence, the acts that follow will be good, then there shall come into the world a new realization and a new way of life.